Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show, where coming up in just a few minutes, we have jury duty. If you love sandwiches, you'll want to be here for that conversation. Plus, Mono's Country at about 5:50. And, of course, some good news to start the morning. It's the 6:10 Amen. That's all coming up here as we start out this Thursday morning. Yo, I got in the car this morning, which, by the way, I have my vehicle back.
He's back!
From the garage and the repair shop. So, but I got in this morning. It was 86 degrees. I park outside. So it was 86 degrees on the car thermometer when I got in the vehicle this morning at 4:30. Crazy.
Yowza.
Yeah, that's offensive. I'm sorry. Usually I'm okay with it, but that's offensive. So anyway, it's going to be hot. Heated. I'm sure we'll hear all about that in trending coming up. Let me say good morning to Mo.
Morning, George.
Eric with a K. Have you recovered from first day of school?
No.
You still haven't recovered?
There's a story you don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
About the first day of school?
Yeah. And I know we've got a jam-packed show, but we've got to find time to talk about how the school lost my son.
Eric?
George?
On the first day of school.
It was chaos.
By the way, Ford may never get an education. He may never go back to school.
Did we find him? Who knows? Stay tuned.
Here we go.
Okay. All right. So that's coming up today as part of the show. Plus, we have Nay of the Day and Texans tickets coming up between 6 and 7 o'clock this morning for our 6 o'clockers club. But right now, let's talk about the top three stories we're following. We call it Trending in Texas.
Number 3.
Is Mpox the new COVID? I just started reading about it this morning.
What is it?
Isn't that monkeypox?
The World Health Organization declared yesterday that an increasing spread of Mpox in Africa is now a global health emergency, warning the virus might ultimately spill across international borders like they do. And so they came out like it's a big deal for them to come out and declare this. And so now I'm like reading all about it. Mpox. I'll keep you posted. I believe
that's just monkeypox. And wait, hang on.
This is George doing the news, different than Mo telling me what's trending.
Wait, is there an election coming up in 3 months?
Oh, okay.
Number 2.
Let me talk about something I do know about because I have Eric here. Bachelor Nation.
Yeah.
We have a new bachelor. His name is Grant. He's 30 years old. He's a day trader and he's from Houston, Texas.
There we go.
What did we talk about just last week? How many reality show people come from Houston, Texas? What do we think about this guy?
I don't know who this guy is because I think he's from this past Bachelorette.
Yes, he was eliminated from Jen's season.
Yeah, I didn't watch it because she was the fourth choice.
Oh, so
for
you
the
like
producers.
Her.
Yeah, they went to all the best people. They all said no to being the Bachelorette, and she was like fourth choice. So we were like, wait, we're out.
Wait, you have standards for watching The Bachelor?
Oh, yeah. George, I follow all the social media accounts. I know all
the team. Will you please watch it now that it's Grant guy? I feel like he's like our local stud.
Yeah. We need the inside scoop on this.
And the top story trending in Texas.
It was so generous, they decided to extend it today. I'm talking about the heat advisory.
Oh, is that?
8 p.m. today, given the heat in our forecast for the next 10 days. Don't be surprised if that heat advisory gets extended through the weekend into next week. Temperatures, again, just not dropping. Feels like 110. Isolated showers possible this afternoon, but very brief.
Mm, that's what's trending this morning. Woo! Those are the top stories you're going to be hearing about.
Go back and read about pox.
Go back and read that. Yeah, that's what you're going to be hearing about all day today, and it's all powered by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning we get Bull Nation together to share a little good news. And we love it when you share what's going on in your life. And you may remember last week we had Pam from Texas Rice Milling on. And she was talking about the fact that their product, Honestly Texas Rice, was one of the top 10 finalists to get put into HEB stores. And Pam is on the phone with us with an update this morning. Pam, before we get to what happened and what the verdict was, tell us what it was like to get to present Texas Rice Milling to HEB.
Presenting to HEB our story of the rice farmer was a treasured memory. So phenomenal. And I cannot say enough about HEB and the people that represent HEB.
Aww.
Oh, that's awesome to hear.
Yeah, they are great, great people. We are so excited for what the future holds. And we look forward to collaborating with a lot of those that were in the competition. And there will be big things in the future coming with HEB. So there were a lot of wins for us.
Wild.
Pam, we love your attitude about this and the fact that you're so positive about what happened and what's going on. How can people come and try out Honestly? It's called Honestly Texas, right?
Honestly Texas Rice. You can go to our website, honestlytexasrice.com, and shoot us an email through there. Or, hey, come out to Brookshire and look for the big rice drying silos in the middle of the city of Brookshire, and we will fix you up.
All right. And what's next for y'all?
Well, soon we will be breaking ground on a brand new state-of-the-art rice mill right here in Brookshire on our property, where we will be producing our own rice and bagging our own rice. So that is the next really, really big event for us here.
I love it.
Exciting.
Well, you're our winner, even if you didn't get the top prize, okay?
Oh, it was an honor just to be included, and we are over the moon so happy about it.
Can I get an amen for Honestly Texas Rice and Texas Rice Milling Company?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Well, thank you all for your support. Means a lot.
You could be our next 610 Amen 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. Saturday, the Texans are taking on the Giants in our first preseason game for the Houston Texans. You can hear the game right here on 100.3 The Bull. And Melissa is on the phone this morning. Melissa, you get to do something cool this weekend at the Texans game.
Yes, that is correct. I get to ride in with Toro on the field prior to kickoff. I'm so pumped about it.
Wow, how did that come to be?
Well, it was at the meet and greet that they have for the season ticket holders, and you get to go and talk to D'Amico Ryans and Vandermeer and just have the whole, they call it the city hall. At the end, you know, it's refreshments are served and all this kind of stuff, and of course, you know, there's a bar there, so I had a few in me, and I was at the very end, and all of a sudden, you know, here they come around, they're talking to us, and, you know, and then this gentleman comes up to me, and he says, well, I want to thank y'all for coming. It's me and my younger sister, and she starts hitting my arm, and she's like, do you know who that is? And he says, well, hello, I'm the president of the Houston Texans, and I dripped in sweat, and he says, let me get your information right now. I'm going to get you in with Toro.
Oh,
and
wow.
I did not think that was going to happen. And just last week, I got an email saying, we're going to look forward to seeing you running with Toro. And
I was like, that's awesome. Well, we'll see you there on Saturday, okay?
Yes, and come out to us, Blue Lot 22, Big H Tailgaters. Y'all are so welcome.
All right. I tell you what, we want to get you out there. I'm not sure we have a you can ride on the golf cart kind of thing. But, Mo, we do have four tickets for folks this morning.
We do. We're celebrating our 6 o'clockers all week long, and Caller 10 is winning a four-pack of tickets to join us in our Texan suite to see the Texans take on the Giants. It's the first preseason home game of the year, and it's happening on Saturday. Caller 10 is getting hooked up right now. 713-881-5500.
The Texans are playing on Saturday against the Giants. I got four tickets into the Bull Suite. They're burning a hole in my pocket, so I want to give them to you. You're caller number 10.
Oh, cool, cool, dude. Thank you so much, man.
What's up? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Houston, but I live in Huffman. This is Kenny.
Hey, Kenny.
You big Texans fan?
How y'all doing? Oh, yeah. Oh, most definitely. Texans and Astros and Rockets. Oh, yeah. What's that? That's cool, man. I appreciate it.
Yes.
We got four tickets for you, brother. We'll see you out there on Saturday, okay?
Sounds like a winner. How do I get the tickets,
okay,
dude?
Okay, all right. Hang on. We'll get to that.
Yeah. Put them in my hand. Come on.
We have another chance for you to win tomorrow morning. Last chance to get into the Bull Suite with us for the Giants game will happen between 6 and 7. We call it our 6 O'Clockers Club, and you can win tomorrow morning here on the Bull. Now, coming up in just about 10 minutes here on 100.3 The Bull, Eric lost his kid yesterday on the first day of school. We'll find out what that story is next on the Bull. All right, Eric lost his kid. His Ford was starting kindergarten. First day of kindergarten, and Eric lost him. I want to hear the story. We got to get all the details on that. But first, I got to check in with Dana. Dana was listening yesterday. Dana, you have a first day of school story about dropping off your kiddo?
Oh, my gosh, yes. So she's going into kindergarten. Her backpack is bigger than she is. She's walking up the sidewalk to the teacher standing at the door. She turns and looks at the teacher. She turns around and looks at me sitting there. She looks at the teacher. She looks back at me. And then she takes her hand and sweeps it behind her, telling me to go away.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You did good, though. You did good, Mom.
Out.
I literally sat there for 10 minutes sobbing like you just cut my arm off.
So, by the way, so did Eric yesterday. I want to point that out. So.
Yeah, I was listening yesterday, and I was so proud of you for doing that, Eric. I was so proud of you acknowledging your feelings, because it does hurt. It hurts to let them go, but it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing. Love it. Thank you, Dana, for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, so you go from sobbing in the parking lot.
Yeah, it was a sad, weird day and happy all at the same time.
And then you lost your child.
I didn't lose my kid. Listen, the school lost my kid. Yesterday was the first day for a lot of teachers, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not
right.
Just the students, but they're figuring out how to do the car rider line.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out they hadn't quite figured out the sibling thing yet.
Oh, okay, because you usually pick up Charlie, your daughter, who's in the fourth grade.
Yep, so she's 9, and so she comes out and gets right in the car. I mean, we are 7th in line because we are so excited to see them. Me and my wife there, we're just waiting on pins and needles.
Yes.
How did the day go? We need to know. We are freaking out. We had our friends and family all texting, how'd their day go? And we said, we don't know, they're not here yet. Finally, my daughter gets in the car, starts telling us all about her day.
Mm-hmm.
Great freaking day. Good start, right? Then we wait for Ford, my kindergartner. First day of kindergarten. He's never done this before. He doesn't come out. So they say, you know what? Can you pull forward? We're going to let people go around you.
It's like a Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
It's like a Chick-fil-A.
When you order something special.
You know what? We're going to get that other child for you. Can you just pull up? Yeah.
And so we wait and we wait. Then other cars start piling up behind us. And we notice they all have one kid in the car already. They just hadn't figured out the sibling situation.
I got it.
And
okay.
So we waited and waited and waited. Finally, someone comes over and they go, hey, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. Can you go park?
And so then we get out of the car rider line completely and we have to park.
Are you freaking out now?
Freaking out. Because we're thinking he is sobbing in a corner or he got on a bus and he got dropped off somewhere in Lubbock. We have no idea. And so finally we get out of the car and my wife just turns mama bear.
Yeah.
We're finding my son.
Yeah.
And she takes our car tag and we walk in there and she refuses to leave until our son is in our hands. And finally at 4 o'clock, we've been sitting in the car rider line since 2, George. 4 o'clock, our son waddles out with his giant backpack.
Uh-huh.
He had been having the best time. He was just in his classroom with his teacher and his brand new friends, and he had so many stories to tell. Biggest smile on his face ever. And we thought the entire time that he was in some desperate situation.
Yeah.
So they were taking great care of him. They just need to figure out the sibling situation. But we have him, and they both had great first days.
We got to get you on a Xanax or something.
Some sort of medication up there.
I mean, here's the thing. I mean, this happens all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you've lost your kid before, right, Mo? I mean, you've misplaced a child here and there, right?
Yeah.
I've done the same thing. We want to hear how have you misplaced your child, all right? Tell us I lost my kid story. 713-881-5500. You tell us how you did it, not the school. How did you lose your kid? Eric lost his kid on the first day of school yesterday. I mean, after seeming so concerned about his welfare, he loses him. But, I mean, that happens, right? You've lost your kid. 713-881-5500.
Laura's on the phone in Baytown. Laura, it says you lost your kid at rodeo.
I did.
My heart just sank for you. What happened?
So we were in the vendor hall area, you know, where all the shops are and things. My husband was there, of course. My son was like four and a half, I guess. And he was trailing behind. His little buddy was behind him. And my friend, she was with us. And I had a baby. He was about a year, I guess. So I was holding the baby and I said, hey, to my friend, I said, let me give him to you. I'm going to run to the restroom real quick. You know, and I'll be meeting right back up with y'all, right? So I run off to the restroom. I'm waiting in line because y'all know how the lines are there. After a while, my friend comes back to me and she goes, hey, do you have Edward? Which is my older son, right? And I said, no, he was with y'all. And she goes, no, we can't find him.
Oh!
So they don't know what happened. They were all just kind of trailing along behind each other and he must have just wandered off following somebody else. So, of course, I run out of the restroom. Start to panic, look around. I found a security guard and I said, hey, we've lost my son. I don't know where he is. He was just here a few minutes ago. And they said, okay, well, we'll take you guys to find him. Like they were going to take us to the kid area, I guess the lost and found area. And so we start walking out of the hall, the vendor area, and he was standing by himself crying next to one of the columns, like where the like soda machines are.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just huddled up there, like crying.
Sweet baby.
He just stayed right there.
You bought him all the donuts, didn't you? All the donuts.
All the cotton candy, the popcorn, everything. Yeah.
How do you convince him that the baby is not the favorite at this point?
Laura, I love the story. Thank you. Here's an interesting one from Tina in Brookshire. You said you didn't lose your kid.
Oh, no.
Who'd you lose?
I lost my nephew.
Oh.
His dad family is a drama. Fire chief. Yeah, dad's a fire chief. We lived in Fulshear at the time and had gone to the Fort Bend County Fairground. He was only 3 years old. Well, we went into the fairgrounds, and I always, because I was a Girl Scout troop leader, so we always had a meeting point if we got distracted or got away from your leader.
Right.
So I tell them, you do not go out this gate. You go to this police station right here, to the guard shack. So I went on over to the guard shack, and I was telling them, I said, I've lost my nephew. And they said, oh, is this him? And he went there and he was waiting for me.
That's where you told him to go.
And I said, I told his parents, I said, good news, bad news. Your child knows not only his name, but where he lives and his address.
Oh.
And far. Yeah. 3 years old.
That's impressive.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And
stuff.
I said, bad news? He had to use all that information because I lost him.
Now he's all
yours. He had to tell them all his information.
You know, it's happened. We've
misplace a kid from here or there. I mean, I'm from a family of 10. I got left more than once.
Stop it. Yeah, I can only imagine.
Thank you for sharing your stories. Now, coming up next here on 100.3 The Bull, just after 7 o'clock, it's jury duty. Sometime this hour, before 8 o'clock, we're going to give away a key that could unlock the trailer in Nay of the Day, and you could win a horse. Actually, $20,000 to buy a horse or whatever you want to. Happens before 8 here on the Morning Bullpen. Right now, time for the Morning Bullpen jury duty. We're just out here solving the world's problems.
How'd that work for you yesterday, George?
It did not work for me yesterday,
by
the way.
We're going to try again.
Okay, so the question today is...
Is it possible to be friends with an ex?
No. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk today.
We don't need anything else.
Really? You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Okay, see, on this one, usually I'm very passionate one side or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I am split down the middle because this all came to be because my ex, I was with somebody for 6 years before my wife.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we completely broke it off. We don't speak. We don't talk. We don't know anything about each other's lives.
Good.
We do have some mutual Facebook friends. And her picture popped up on my Facebook feed.
Okay.
And I haven't seen her. I haven't seen her in 10 years.
Okay.
And she popped up on my Facebook page and everything came back. Everything came flooding back. It was the weirdest feeling.
Like shocking. You had emotions?
How is she doing? I wonder how things are going.
No, I don't wonder. I don't care. Yeah. I wanted it out of my timeline.
Can you be friends with an ex?
All of them. Yeah. I've never had a bad, like, traumatic breakup, though. It's always just been like, yeah, that makes sense. It's not going to work out.
Wow.
So I'm friendly with most of my exes.
Okay, yes. So friendly with your exes.
The one I mentioned, we don't speak. The one right before her, good friends.
Really?
That's what I'm saying. I think it is possible, but I don't think always.
Yeah, see, I'm on the no side.
I was going to say, George is a firm no.
That's just an absolute, don't need to go there. Don't need to see the picture after 10 years and go,
Hey, girl.
Okay, wait, before we take the votes on jury duty, can we acknowledge something that Mo pointed out right before we went live?
What's that?
That these are all females.
The jury is stacked, George. Every single caller is a female.
I know how it's going to go.
Yes, they're all going to say no.
I thought it was going to be our peers. 713-881-5500. Sarah's in Houston. Sarah, can you be friends with your ex?
Absolutely not.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Somebody was hurt.
Ex-boyfriend, ex-husband, what do you got?
It was an ex-boyfriend.
I'm sorry for whatever he did to
Negative
you.
Negative shout out. First name only.
Jose.
Screw you, Jose.
We know him.
Take that, Jose. All right, so we got one no vote on the jury already.
Lexi's on the phone in Spring. Hey, sister. Is it possible to be friends with an ex? Yes or no?
Yes.
Aw.
Wow.
Positive shout out. First name only.
Brandon.
We like Brandon.
Good dude. Hopefully he found the one. It just wasn't you, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you, Lexi.
Right. Let's go to juror number three this morning, Eric.
That's Sharon in Richmond. Is it possible to be friends with an ex?
It depends. I'm not friends with any of my exes, but my best friend is friends with her ex-husband. They get along very well. They, work with their kids who are all adults now, but
so it is possible.
They co-parent.
Okay. So you would vote yes. You have seen that it works and that it is possible.
Yes, I think if you're an adult and you have children in common, that you need to be at the very least cordial, if not friendly.
But everyone you've dumped hates your guts.
Or dumped me.
You're passionate. I appreciate that.
I think Eric was leading the witness there again on that. So, juror number four.
That's Val in League City. Hey, Val, you heard the question. Is it possible to be friends with an ex? Yes or no?
I have an ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would have asked me this question 20 years ago, I would have said absolutely not. But I'm going to have to turn that table and say yes. Because now we are better friends than we ever were, husband and wife.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Interesting dilemma here this morning on the jury. Let's go to juror number five, Eric.
That's Lainey and Katie. Hey, Lainey, is it possible to be friends with an ex?
I'm going to lean toward yes.
Oh, positive shout out. Shout out your ex-boyfriend.
Darian.
She sounded a little wishy-washy. She's not there yet with him, but
no,
she thinks it's possible.
I heard love in her voice. I think she still loves Darian.
Oh, absolutely not.
Somebody's protesting a little too much.
Oh, wow. Do not let him talk to you like that, Lainey.
He was a good kisser, though, wasn't he, Lainey? Darian sounds like a good kisser.
Oh, my gosh. No.
She's never going to call our show again.
We want people to participate in jury duty. All right. So... I think Eric is projecting a lot of stuff this morning. What is the final verdict, Mo, on jury duty?
Is it possible to be friends with an ex? The answer is yes.
There you go.
That's I love it.
I'm surprised.
We do it every morning. You can be part of it, and we'll try to limit Eric's projecting onto you. Every morning, jury duty here on The Bull.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A great time in Pasadena yesterday with a nay of the day neighborhood stop. Another one is coming up next week. All you have to do is check out The Bull Houston and stay tuned because before 8 o'clock, we'll give you a chance to win a key in nay of the day here on 100.3 The Bull. Whoop, hang on. Nope. That was the wrong. Nope. 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 That was the wrong button. Now I'm in trouble.
Uh-oh.
No, you didn't play. Just a little bit of it. All right. So
just a tease.
Wrong button.
That's the most wrong button. Of all the buttons, that's the most wrong one.
All right. It's time to find out what Eric can do on our 10-minute tune this morning. Here's the way it works. If you're new to the show, here's the way this works. Every morning, Eric takes a suggestion, a call from you, and you give him a topic. If he likes your topic, he'll go out in the hallway and he'll try to come up with a song, come back and perform it in 10 minutes. But we need your suggestion. 713-881-5500. Go to line 5, Mo.
Franco's on the phone in Hockley. Hey, Franco, what do you think Eric should sing about?
I say call him in sick, using a sick day.
Uh-oh. Do you have some advice?
I say don't do it.
Don't even waste your days. Just go to work sick.
Yeah.
That's what
no,
I do.
No.
I do it
don't
too.
Don't go into work sick.
You want to use your sick days for days that you're healthy so you can go on vacation.
Right.
Okay. All right. Fine. I see what you're doing, Franco. All right, man. Yes, thank you for the suggestion.
Hey, thank you guys. Have a great day.
All right. Let's go to Michael and Mackenzie this morning. Michael and Mackenzie, what do you want Eric to sing about today?
All the kids want a longer summer break.
Oh, they're going. It's been like 2 days, and they're already ready to go back.
How old are you?
8 years old.
Eight.
You pretty much just color all day at school.
don't.
Her dad's like, she needs school.
She needs.
We got to get
school.
This raw.
Hey, Michael, how long have they been back in school? How many days is this?
This is day two, and we were actually in the drive line, and we got on the drive line so we could participate.
So we delayed a little bit for you, Mackenzie, but now it's time to get your little booty in there, okay, girl? Learn.
I love Mackenzie.
Michael.
713-881-5500. We need ideas for Eric this morning.
All right, we're going to Heather and Porter. Hey, Heather, what should I sing about?
Hey, good morning. So now that we're all back in school or going back to school, mm-hmm. I would love for you to sing about the one thing that happens when kids go back, which is colds and sickness.
Germs.
You know what? And Heather, also, your voice sounds a little rough. Are you already sick this year?
My daughter has been up every other hour all night, so I'm running on very little sleep right now.
Yeah.
But I would love for you to sing it too. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
nightmares to that song.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So, Eric, we have sick days.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, using your sick days, we have the kids need a break from school after the second day.
Hilarious.
Or, back to sickness again there with the school thing.
Kind of a common theme upon
school and germs is what everybody seems to be thinking about today.
Those are the two things they're thinking about.
I don't want to let anybody down today. But I immediately, on the very first call we took, Franco had a song that popped into my mind about using your sick days. But what Mo said,
what?
Excuses to get out of work, to pretend you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So let's do sick days. I have an idea.
Let's do sick days. Okay. All right. That's going to be our topic today. Let's find out what he can do with it. It's our 10-minute tune. Get the finished product coming up in two songs here on 100.3 The Bull. Sometime in the next 18 minutes and 14 seconds, we're going to give you a chance to play Nay of the Day only here on 100.3 The Bull. Time to find out what Eric has created today, because we took your calls, your suggestions, and it was tough today, but he picked out one that he thought would be a good 10-minute tune.
Yes, and it came from Franco. Franco, what was your suggestion?
I say calling in sick, using a sick day.
Okay, calling in sick, using sick day.
Mm-hmm.
Mo says you save them until you have something good can do.
Unless you're really sick, like, come on.
Yeah, right, I understand. So, Eric, back in the studio.
Here I am.
You said something sparked when you heard Franco's suggestion and when you heard Mo.
Yes, exactly. I think that really sick days are for when you just don't want to go to work, right? You go to work sick, but the sick days...
No, that's not the way it's supposed to work.
Well, let me give you some advice here, George, in the style of I Want It That Way.
Okay, all right.
Really?
It's today's 10-minute tune about sick days on The Bull.
Alarm is ringing. Last night, I was drinking. I don't wanna work. Hey, I'll take a sick day. Some days I'm just burnt out. Don't want to wear pants now. I'll fake a cough. Mini vacay. I'll take a sick day.
I'll just lie.
Just wanna watch sports all day.
I'll just lie.
I'll take a road trip and get away.
I'll just lie.
That pile of boring work can wait. I'll take a sick day.
Hey, boss, it's me. I don't feel great.
All right. You're the problem.
See?
You are the problem.
So good.
You and Mo are the problem.
My mental health is so much better.
Don't you feel lighter?
And thirsty all of a sudden.
Franco, I think we made you proud.
My man.
On that one this morning, sick days. You know somebody that abuses the sick days from the office? Maybe you want to share that with them. The easy way to do it is download the Odyssey app and search for the Morning Bullpen Podcast. If you like it, you'll get reminded every
every time we post a new one on the 10-minute tune here on The Bull. Yesterday, it was hot in Pasadena. Of course, it's always hot. Pasadena.
Smoking hot.
Always. I've said this before. By the way, welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
Morning.
Eric with a K also here.
Good morning.
I've said this several times. Every time I go to Pasadena, I always feel like I'm going home. Because it reminds me so much of, like, the little town Caneyville that I grew up in. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, just it always feels like going back home there. But we had a great time yesterday. Great turnout. Two wonderful winners of keys that will unlock the horse trailer. But it was crazy. The first lady who won, and I apologize, I can't remember her first name. Usually I'm great with names, but... she came up to me when she got there yesterday, and she's like, okay, have you done the drawing yet? And I was like, no, ma'am, it's coming up in just a few minutes. And she's like, I'm supposed to be here because that $20,000 is already mine.
What? Wow. What are you talking about?
Well, you get people come up all the time. It's like, I'm here. I'm going to win my key today. You know,
yeah.
That was not the attitude she had. She was like, I woke up this morning and something told me that today I'm coming here, I'm going to get the key, and if I get that key, when I get that key, I know I've already won the $20,000.
Whoa.
That is some way to speak.
Again, don't say that she got that key, George. Don't you tell me that.
No, you know we do it randomly. And in the computer, boom. I was like, called the name. She was like, that's me.
Oh my goodness.
Like, holy cow.
That's kind of spooky.
It was a little bit spooky, Eric. It really was.
But for anybody listening, by the way, we're giving away a freaking horse here on The Bull.
It's called Nay of the Day.
We're giving away $20,000, actually. You can buy whatever you want with it, but a horse would be fun.
We had another fellow who stopped by. Robert stopped by yesterday.
Yeah.
He was there for his girlfriend. She wants to win the money because she wants a barn.
Okay.
Oh,
she already has two horses. She's going to use the money for a barn.
Oh, that's so cool.
I love it.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of cool. But we had a great time yesterday. The American Legion 521 on Preston. It was great. Wonderful folks there. Got a chance to meet Ray, who, by the way, gave us the greatest compliment I think I've ever gotten.
What's that?
Ray, fine veteran. Thanked us for all of the stuff that we do for Houston veterans. Mm-hmm. He's like, I love the one pet, one vet.
Oh, very cool.
They, by the way, the American Legion 521 always makes cards for our 10,000 for the troops. Aww.
Thank y'all.
And Ray said, I grew up as a kid listening to Hudson and Harrigan on this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, there hasn't been a morning show that I've listened to that I liked as much as Hudson and Harrigan until you, Mo, and Eric came along.
Whoa.
That's
big compliment.
That's big stuff, man. Hudson and Harrigan, legends in this town.
Absolutely.
And so thank you. Appreciate that.
I don't know why his taste went down so badly.
Standards. It's inflationist.
I didn't say that his taste didn't change. I just said he gave us a nice compliment.
We also bribe all of our audience because we're giving away $20,000 to buy a horse or whatever you want.
You think maybe he was just trying to soften me up there a little bit? There, maybe that was it. So anyway, we had a great day. You're out on Monday. Let's talk about that.
Yes,
another neighborhood stop.
Neighborhood stop will be in Katy. I'll be at the Kroger on Spring Green Boulevard, 5 to 6 p.m. on Monday. So plan your week next week around that.
Okay. All right. So it's a Nay of the Day. Whenever you hear the sounder, that's when you are caller number 10.
100.3 The Bulls.
Nay of the Day.
Just like that.
That was
right
the sounder. That was it.
That was the sounder right there. So caller 10 right now on The Bull. All right. We're giving away $20,000 that you can use to buy a horse or whatever you'd like for caller number 10. And caller number 10 is actually you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's you. Hey. What's your name?
Passion.
What's your name?
Passion.
Passion?
Passion. Like love.
Wait. All right. If you're on like a speakerphone, if you could get off, because I think
sorry,
we're
we
getting way confused.
Well.
So
passion.
What's your...
Passion?
Yes.
Did you say passion like Mo?
Like love.
Oh, like love. Oh, okay.
Sorry, I heard like Mo, and I was like,
Mo has no passion for life, for us, for her job.
Passion!
And no nose country, okay?
Yes, actually, she does have a passion for that.
You're right. Passion, congratulations. Where do you live?
Missouri City.
Shout out. Sister, you have won yourself a key to try and unlock our trailer. Woo! Inside that trailer is $20,000. What would you name your horse?
Probably Butterscotch.
Okay. With a name like Passion, I thought you could do better than that, but maybe I just put you on the spot, you know?
Or Mustard. Mustard is a wonderful name. I have a Frenchie named Pancake. So, Mustard and Pancake.
You go with the food thing. I got you there. So.
I love you.
Oh, Passion. Let's have drinks, please.
I love you so much.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations. You have that key. We'll see you on August 25th for our big party, okay?
August 25th. Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You got to give us your... I'm afraid to do this one, actually. But
no way.
You got to give us your best nay, okay?
Oh, yes, I'm ready. Nay!
My girl.
There's something in that that, like, gave me feelings.
Yeah, on the butt, didn't it?
Yeah.
I know. Nay.
All right. That's our winner. You're going to be tough to top that one, but you'll get a chance between 12 and 1 o'clock. Nay of the day. You're on the bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Hayden's in New Caney. He's here to take on Mo. Try to get that $100. Hayden, here's how you get the cash.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Hayden?
Because it's Mo's money.
Okay, all right. Hayden, tell her to get out of here. We'll get started.
Go on and get.
Good luck, friend.
5 country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number 1. It was not what he didn't do, because he did do it, but name this country star who had to kick out a heckler of her show recently.
Carly Pierce.
Question number 2. Which 2009 song by Justin Moore became a sleeper hit with catchy lyrics like "Give me a Saturday night, my baby by my side"?
Small Town USA.
Question number 3. In 1975, which rowdy country star nearly died after falling 500 feet off a mountain, later growing a beard and wearing sunglasses to hide his scars?
Hank Williams Jr.
Question number 4. Name the Dierks Bentley song that starts with "Becky was a beauty from South Alabama."
Oh my goodness. Pass.
And question number 5, the 2012 song "Something About a Truck" became a summertime anthem for what country singer?
Kit Moore.
All right, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against with Hayden today in New Caney.
Hayden, you did a heck of a job today, sir. You got 4 out of the 5, and the only one you missed is the one you passed on.
Why?
Ooh, and I'm mad at myself for passing.
Well, we'll see how she does, okay?
All right, let's see, Mo. Okay. Question number 1. It was not what he didn't do, because he did do it, but can you name the country star who had to kick out a heckler of her show recently?
That was Carly Pierce.
Yeah, Carly Pierce.
Yes.
All right. That's the answer I was looking for.
He got it right, 1-1.
Question number 2. Mm-hmm. Which 2009 song by Justin Moore became a sleeper hit with catchy lyrics like "Give me a Saturday night, my baby by my side"?
That's a Small Town USA.
That is correct, yes.
What does sleeper hit mean?
2-2.
Question number 3. In 1975.
Pass.
Wait, let me get the question.
Okay, nah, you should just pass.
Shut up. Go ahead. 1975.
Okay. Which rowdy country star nearly died after falling off a mountain, later growing a beard and wearing sunglasses to hide his scars?
I have no idea. When you say rowdy, I think of whoever sings "All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight," but I don't even know who that is.
Well, if you could name him, it would be correct. It's Hank Williams Jr.
Did I hear the hint?
I can't give you that answer because you didn't even say
it. Right, George.
You heard the hint.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Stop making excuses.
Stop. I close my eyes and I really try to focus here, Eric.
3-2. Hayden is now pulling ahead.
Yeah. Let's go.
Question number 4. Mm-hmm. Name the Dierks Bentley song that starts with "Becky was a beauty from South Alabama.
What was I thinking?
That is correct. What was I thinking?
Let's go.
Hayden. Mm-hmm. That means it is 3-3 because that was the one you passed on, which means you got the next one right. Mm-hmm. If Mo doesn't, you get her money.
Stop it. I'm a little sweaty.
Question number 5.
Let's go.
The 2012 song, Something About a Truck,
yes,
became a summertime anthem for what country singer?
Oh, that's Kit Moore.
That is correct.
Kit Moore. Where is that man?
I tell you what, Hayden, you were so close today,
Yeah,
valiant effort.
It was a valiant effort. You're right, but you know what you got to say to get out of here.
Yeah, this Hayden and New Caney and Mo knows country.
What was Hayden thinking?
No, he wasn't.
Don't rub it in.
I love you.
All right, you'll get a chance to take on Mo and find out if you can take the money tomorrow morning, 8:20. It's Mo Knows Country, and it only happens here on 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.